Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
I'm walking down the street.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Friday morning indie wake-up call, and I hope you'll join me on October 31st for an extra long, extra wide, extra scary 3-hour edition of your indie wake-up call featuring the one and only Jeff the Nerd, exclusively on CFRC 101.9 FM, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. October 31st. Be there or be scared.
My house.
Good morning, Kingston. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9, and this is the Monday morning indie wake-up call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, bright and early, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., hoping to get your week rolling with some awesome music. What I just had playing was Count the Ways by The Last Dinner Party. This is from their new album that I think released on Friday. And then what I have up next is All I Need by Cannons, followed by Whoever You Are by Clotheslines from Hell. I think when bands have really, I've mentioned this before, when they have really cool like names, I feel like I'm more drawn to listen to them because like, that's sick. Clotheslines from Hell sounds awesome. But like also their music doesn't fit the name, which also is kind of fun. I think when, I don't want to say it's a misnomer, but like when bands have like a silly little name that doesn't match their sound is fun because it's like, oh, I'm listening to Clotheslines from Hell, and then it's like indie pop music. Like that's fun. Anyway, that's what I have up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
Just to make you believe, falling down.
Welcome back to the Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from 8 to 10 a.m. hoping to make Monday super lit and awesome and so fun. My dad's like, you can't say lit anymore because, first of all, they did like a conversation on an episode of Survivor, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago, where they had like a Gen Z and then he must have been Gen X, and he's like, I don't understand what they're saying, because his whole like tribe are a bunch of Gen Zs and they were saying like fire and lit and whatever, and he's like, I don't get what they're saying. And then also it was in the, I think Taylor Swift said it in her new album, my dad's like, it's too well known now and I have to figure out a new word. So if anyone has any suggestions for words that are like epic that I should start using, please let me know, because I'm struggling. And like, you can't really find that kind of stuff in a thesaurus. That would be awesome if you could, but I feel like you can. That's very like internet lingo. Anyway, what I just had playing was The Field by After. I am heartbroken. I didn't realize they were going on tour, and they were in Toronto on Saturday, and I was like at home so close to Toronto and I could have gone. I'm like, right, of course. I was not locked. But this is from their new EP, which released last week. And then before that, I had Whoever You Are by Clothesline from Hell. And then before that, it was All I Need by Cannons. What I have up next is Motorbike by Airplane Man, followed by Dreams Tonight by Always. They're kind of my go-to. I feel like I'm like, they're like staple on Indie Wake Up Call for me. I just feel like I can't go wrong with Always. I'm always playing Always. Oh, funny. Anyway, that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
Well, gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Hey, I'm Alec, and this is
Molly, and you're listening to CFRC.
You gotta say our band name.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston,
Ontario.
Welcome back to the Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting 8 to 10 a.m., brightening up your Mondays, hopefully, maybe, perhaps. What I just had playing was Numb by Men I Trust, and then before that it was Dreams Tonight by Always and Motorbike by Airplane Man. awesome lineup. That's all I gotta say. What I have up next is She's Leaving You by MJ Lenderman. And then Welcome to My Island by Caroline Polachek. I feel like I've never talked about how much I adore her before, but I think she is awesome. No one does it like Caroline Polachek. She just released a single with someone, I can't remember who, and it was really good. I think it came out last week. I haven't been like locked with new music recently. I've been struggling. I've been listening to a lot of like 70s stuff, and also honestly the new Geese album has just been like constantly on repeat. And then yeah, some Oasis. It was my friend's birthday party on the weekend, and we did karaoke at her house, like in her basement, because you know when you're on reading week and all of your friends don't go away for school and live at home, it means we're doing birthday parties in people's basements still, even though, you know, we're 21. No hate, it was still awesome. And I did have to whip out Oasis on karaoke. I had to be that person. Also whipped out Silver Springs, of course. I did Take Your Breath Away. It was super fun. Yeah, some of my friends from high school are still a little bit stuck in that high school phase where they're like, let's do FNAF karaoke and do a song from the Five Nights at Freddy's like online stuff. And I like just can't get down to that. But I mean, I was the one that also did Oasis, so I feel like it's a give and take and give kind of situation. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I have up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
No time to apologize. chip like me, you ain't leaving. Welcome to my island. See the palm trees waving the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me, you ain't leaving.
Watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend. Girl, forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. 'Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Oh,
welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was This Must Be My Dream by the 1975, my guilty pleasure. I honestly love them so much, and I can't pretend that I don't. Sorry, my bad. And then before that, it was Welcome to My Island by Caroline Polachuk. I like to do like little Easter egg, not Easter eggs, but like connections, because I know Caroline Polachuk, good friends with Charlie XCX. Charlie XCX married to the drummer for the 1975, George Daniel, etc., etc. So I thought it'd be fun to include the two of them. And then before that, it was She's Leaving You by MJ Lenderman. What I have up next is For the First Time by Mac DeMarco, followed by Name of God by Mustafa. I just sort of got into Mustafa. My friend Emily is really into Mustafa, and I like haven't really listened, but now I'm like, I feel like I should. There was also rumors he was dating Claro. Like, when I went and saw Claro last December, my friend's boyfriend was like, no, like, Mustafa and Claro are dating, which... I didn't know. Maybe they, and I think they broke up now, because apparently she has a different boyfriend who was at the like George Daniel, Charlie XCX wedding. So everything is connected, guys. Everything's connected. I try hard. So who knows? Anyway, I think I've just like brain dumped, and people are probably like, I don't really care, but I care. So now everyone else has to care. Anyway, here's For the First Time by
Living day to day, it's been tough. Found her at my side, simply being alive, it's been rough. No, she won't be gone forever. There are many times I find it feels that way. Not trying to forget her, just understand how I'll be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. The time she's not around, somewhere out of town, it's been hard. Somehow this old heart found time to work it out this far. Sometimes I find it hard to feel that way. It's not inside me to forget her, just understand how I'll be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again.
Both our eyes are red, but you're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me,
breath and hold your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like, and every letter of fire you read me when I'm tired makes me wanna cry. Only life you owe, and when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God? Did you do it in the name of God? I wake up in the evening and the day's already done, and I walk to the nearest door just to see someone, and everything is black, your hands on my past. If I don't wait tomorrow, promise me your love. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. I feel it all.
welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Feist with I Feel It All. Before that, it was Mustafa with Name of God. And then For the First Time by Mac DeMarco. Great Canadian lineup. I'm going to be like, it's like the Great Canadian Baking Show, but it's the Great Canadian Lineup instead. And it's just going to be a lineup of, like, Canadian artists. No, I'm kidding. What I have up next is The Magician. I, like, couldn't say that. By Andy Schaaf, followed by The Girl by City and Color. I didn't really know Andy Schaaf until I went and saw Lizzie McAlpine 2 summers ago at Budweiser, and he opened for her, which is kind of like crazy because I feel like she's a smaller artist than him, but apparently like she's a huge fan of him, and he like only opened the Toronto show and like whatever, and I think he came out at the end or something. I can't remember, it's been a long time, but that's how I got introduced to him, and I was like, wait, he's like awesome. So I haven't done like a deep dive into the discography yet, but I've done like surface level, and I'm like, you guys are probably like, Kate, you've had 2 years to do that, and like, why haven't you? Like, what's going on?